大家今天早上都与耶稣相爱吗？
Only about two people in love with Jesus?
好像只有两个人回答。
All right. How many of you are excited about meeting Jesus soon?
那有多少人很兴奋地说要 很快的时间就要再与耶稣相遇了？
All right.
手蛮多的哈。
You know, when Jesus comes back,
当耶稣再来的时候，
The greatest dreams you've ever dreamed will be more than fulfilled.
你一生最大的梦想啊，都会而且会超过你所求所想的实现。
There's no experience in this world.
这个世界上没有任何的经验。
There's nothing in this world.
这世界上没有任何的事情。
That can compare with what life's going to be like once Jesus comes back for his.
能够与一旦耶稣回来接他的新娘去的时候那个的生活能够比较。
And today we're looking at an important aspect of our Christian life.
今天我们要看我们基督徒生活中一个非常重要的层面。
Right, the baptism and filling with the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的浸跟被圣灵充满。
Now today you get four pages of notes today.
今天我们的讲义非常多哈，总共有四面。
So you can just keep this one ready.
请你随时把这个图表预备好来看。
Okay, and we'll explain this in a few minutes.
那几分之后我会做一些解释。
But this is obviously one of the most important studies we can do as Christians.
那作为基督徒，这是我们所能够研究最重要的信息之一。
Because our relationship with God and Jesus all depends on how the Holy Spirit works in us and through us.
因为我们与神跟圣灵这一段关系，完全介乎圣灵怎么在我们的内心来工作。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
所以让我们先到主面前来祈祷。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
，We thank you for sending Jesus to save us.
我们感谢你差遣耶稣来拯救我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us life.
我们也感谢你将生命赐给我们。
Even though in this world life gets so hard sometimes.
虽然在这个世界上，有的时候生活变得非常的艰苦。
We're human.
我们是人。
We constantly have to battle with sin.
我们持续的要与罪恶作战。
Depression.
沮丧。
Emptiness.
空虚。
Feeling unfulfilled.
感觉不满足。
There's just so much that tries to get us down in this world.
世界上有许多的事情让我们失望。
But you've given us a gift.
但是你把一个礼物赏赐给我们。
All because of what Jesus did on the cross.
全因为耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
It's a gift we can't earn.
这个礼物我们没有办法去赢得。
But it's a gift we have to receive from you.
但是我们必须从你来接受这份礼物。
And he's the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
And he can more than meet our every need.
他能够满足超乎我们一切所需要的。
So we pray this morning.
所以我们今天早上向您祷告。
That you'll help us understand how the Holy Spirit works in our life.
求你帮助我们明白圣灵如何在我们的生命当中做工。
And what we need to do to take hold of the power he makes available.
我们该做些什么能够捕捉到他能够赐给我们的力量。
Teach us now.
求主今天来教导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we learned last time about life-changing work of Christ on the cross.
上次我们已经学到耶稣基督在十字架上做出来的改变生命的工作。
Right, and here we are.
这就是我们。
Right, in this body we have a sin nature.
那在我们的身体里面有一个罪性。
And we'll have this sin nature until we get our glorified body.
那这个罪性直到我们得到荣耀身体之前是一直存在的。
And that's why the Bible doesn't talk about the redemption of the body until Christ comes back.
所以圣经讲到，直到耶稣再来，我们的身体才得救赎。
But our soul and spirit has already been redeemed.
但是我们的魂跟我们的灵已经被神所救赎了。
So when you repent,
所以当我们悔改的时候
of all your sins,
悔改我们一切的罪
and believe in Jesus,
相信主耶稣
that he died on the cross for you,
他为我死在十字架上
God places you in Christ.
上帝就把我们放在基督里
He places you in the Holy Spirit.
他也把你放在圣灵里
You are literally in God.
所以你就是在神的里面
And we saw is we went to the cross in Christ. We're crucified with Christ.
那当我们与耶稣一同上十字架，一同被钉死的时候
，Okay, so we're gonna now to understand these and experience these truths, of course, requires the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
当然要明白而且去经历这样的真理呢，需要圣灵在我们的里面来做工。
So it's essential that we have a clear understanding of how the Holy Spirit's going to work in our life.
所以我们必须很清楚的去明了圣灵以及他在我们里面，并经由我们去做什么事情。
So first thing we got to know is that the Holy Spirit is the third member of the Holy Trinity.
首先，我们必须明白圣灵是三位一体的上帝中的第三位。
Right, have God the Father.
我们有父神。
God the Son.
圣子。
God the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
They're one God.
他们是一位神。
But they manifest in three persons.
但是他们以三个不同的位格来彰显自己。
And we interact with all three.
我们跟这三个之间都彼此的互动。
But here we have in Matthew 28.
在马太福音二十八章这么说
We're to go into all the world and teach all nations.
说你们要去到万民当中去教导所有的百姓
Baptizing them in the name.
要奉一个名为他们施洗
Is that singular or plural in the name?
这个 name 在英文里面是单数词还是复数词
Talk to me. If you're asleep, I might as well go home.
In the name.
Is it a singular or plural?
它是单数还是复数词它是个单数
yeah, singular in the name
就奉他的名一个单数
but now it gives us three names
但他给我们三个名字
so it's terrible grammar
就他的文法很糟糕
and sometimes God has to violate human grammar to teach eternal spiritual truth
但是上帝有的时候必须违反人间的文法来教导我们一个永恒的真理
one name
只有一个名字
because there's one God
因为只有一位神
we baptize in the name of the Father
我们奉天父的名字
and of the Son
奉子And
of the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的名字给他们施洗。
So you can see the Trinity there, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
所以在这里你就看到三位一体哈，有父子圣灵。
Okay. Because you are sons.
这边说你们既为儿子。
God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son.
神就差遣他儿子的灵。
Into your hearts.
进入你们的心。
Crying Abba, Father.
呼叫阿爸父。
Now you see the Trinity here.
所以在这边你看到三位一体吗？
We have God.
我们有父。
We have the Spirit.
有灵。
We have His Son.
有儿子。
What's the Son's name?
这儿子的名字是什么呢？
Jesus,
yes,
okay. And we cry, Abba, Father.
所以我们呼叫阿爸父。
Abba is a Hebrew term for daddy.
阿爸就是希伯来文的这个父亲。
Yeah, when I was in Israel.
当我在以色列的时候。
You know, when you walk in the streets.
你走在街道上。
You hear all these little kids.
这些小家伙们。
Crying, Abba, Abba, Abba.
他们就叫哈，叫他爸爸叫阿爸阿爸阿爸。
But notice here now, the Spirit of God in Christ lives in us, inside us.
所以在这里看见哈，神的灵住在我们的里面，进入我们的心。
And it's the Holy Spirit that enables you to experience God as your dad.
而且也就是这个圣灵帮助你来经验天父就是你的父亲。
Perfect father.
一个完美的父亲。
And never make a mistake.
他不会犯错。
Never be abusive.
从来不会侵犯你，虐待你。
Is going to help you mature and grow.
他会帮助你成长，来成熟。
First Peter, we have another scripture.
彼得前书有另外一节经文。
We are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
我们是照父神的先见被拣选。
Through the sanctification of the Holy Spirit.
而借着圣灵得成圣洁。
It's the Holy Spirit that's going to sanctify us.
而就是圣灵，他会使我们成圣。
Unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
以致顺服耶稣基督，用蒙他血所杀的人。
So we don't find the word Trinity in the Bible.
所以虽然在圣经里找不到三位一体这个字。
But we do find God revealed as a Trinity.
但是我们发现神其实自己是一个三位一体的神。
That's unmistakable for anybody that studies the scripture.
所以假如你研读圣经的话呢，这是不会错。
But the term Trinity is a perfect term to express the nature of God.
但是三位一体这个词是一个很完美的表露神的本性的一个词。
So notice here we have God the Father.
所以这里有天父。
We have the Spirit.
有圣灵。
And we have Jesus Christ.
也有耶稣基督。
We interact with all three in our salvation.
在我们的救恩当中，我们与这三位一起来互动。
The Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵也是上帝。
He has all the attributes of God.
他具有上帝所有的属性。
Right, so the Holy Spirit is eternal.
好比圣灵是永恒的。
Now eternal means has no beginning and no end.
永恒的意思就是没有开头也没有结束。
And when the Holy Spirit comes into our life,
当圣灵进入到我们的人生当中的时候。
We enter into eternity already.
我们就已经进入了永恒。
And the Holy Spirit is sovereign.
圣灵也是自主的。
Meaning he's in total control of everything. He's God.
换句话说，因为他是神，他就掌管一切。
How many sovereign beings can you have in one universe?
那在一个宇宙当中，可以有几个自主的神呢？
How many? Only one, right? Because you have two, then neither of them sovereign.
假如你有两位的话，那这两位都不是自主掌管一切的。
So if the Holy Spirit is sovereign and God the Father is sovereign, what does that mean?
所以假如圣灵是自主的，天父也是自主的，那表示什么呢？
They must be the same God.
他们就 是同一位神。
Because you can only have one sovereign being in the universe at one time.
因为在整个宇宙当中，只有一个时候可以有一个全能自主的神。
The Holy Spirit is self-existent.
那圣灵也是自我存在的。
He's the Spirit of life.
他是赐生命的灵。
Doesn't need anything outside of himself to live.
他不需要外在任何事物来帮助他生存。
And that's why it's the Holy Spirit that gives us life.
这就是为什么圣灵可以把生命赐给我们。
The Holy Spirit is omniscient.
圣灵是无所不知的。
So you're encountering a problem, a question, a struggle.
所以假如你碰到一个问题，一个困难或是一个挣扎。
And you don't know what to do.
你不知道该怎么办。
That happens a lot.
那这个是常常发生。
But do you know somebody who knows what you should do?
但是你认不认识一个可以帮助你解决问题的人呢
？Holy Spirit, He knows everything.
那就是圣灵，因为他无所不知。
So that means when you come up against struggles and you don't have an answer.
换句话说，假如你碰到一个挫折，是你没有答案的。
The Holy Spirit knows exactly what you'll need to do.
圣灵就知道你该怎么做。
And that's why you want to learn to let the Holy Spirit guide you.
所以我们就要学习怎么让圣灵来引导我们。
The Holy Spirit is omnipotent.
圣灵也是无所不能的。
He's the creator of everything.
他是创造万物的神。
Now, how many omnipotent beings can you have in one universe?
那在一个宇宙当中可以有几个无所不能的神呢？
Yeah, only one, right? If you have two, neither of them is omnipotent.
假如有两位的话，那就这两位都不是无所不能的。
Right?So if the Holy Spirit's omnipotent and God the Father's omnipotent and Jesus is also omnipotent,
所以假如圣灵无所不能，天父无所不能，耶稣也无所不能的话，
that tells us they all must be the same God.
那就告诉我们他们是同一位神。
And the Holy Spirit is omnipresent.
圣灵也是无所不在的。
Okay? He's everywhere.
他什么地方都在。
Doesn't matter where you go, He will be there with you.
不管你去什么地方，他都可以与你同在。
And He will be there in you.
他也会住在你的里面。
God is spirit and Jesus is spirit.
好，圣经说上帝是灵，耶稣也是灵。
So we have to settle this. You have a lot of scriptures in your notes when you go home. You can study.
所以在你讲义当中有很多的经文，你可以回家再多研究。
But you got to settle this question.
但是你必须确定这个问题。
The Holy Spirit is the third member of the Trinity.
圣灵是三位一体之神的第三位。
What the Holy Spirit is doing in my life, God is doing in my life.
所以圣灵在我里面所做的工作，也就是上帝在我里面所做的工作。
It's what Jesus is doing in my life.
也就是耶稣在我里面工作。
Now the baptism with the Holy Spirit saves the lost person.
好，第二大点，圣灵的浸呢，能够拯救失丧的人。
Okay?It accompanies conversion.
圣灵伴随着我们的悔改。
And here we see Acts 2:38.
在使徒行传二章三十八节这么说。
He says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you."
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
No exceptions.
没有例外。
You're going to believe, you better get baptized.
假如你要相信，那你要受洗。
And you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
而且要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
For the remission of sins.
叫你们的罪得赦。
And you shall receive the gift.To the Holy Ghost.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Okay. Now, the baptism occurs at your salvation experience.
那圣灵的浸呢，在你得救那个时刻就发生。
So you can understand the baptism with the Holy Spirit establishes your relationship with God.
而圣灵的浸就建立了你与上帝的关系。
You've now become His child.
你现在成为他的儿女。
You've been born again of the Spirit.
你借着圣灵重生了。
And now you can cry, Abba, Father, really. He's really your Father.
现在你真的可以呼喊阿爸天父。
And the baptism with the Holy Spirit is all about establishing your relationship with God.
所以圣灵的浸就建立了你与天父的关系。
But when we look at being filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是当我们谈到被圣灵所充满的时候，
that has to do with your fellowship with God.
那个讲的是你与神之间的团契。
My name is Ray Petzl.
我的名字是裴瑞明。
Why am I Petzl?
为什么我是一个姓裴的人呢？
Yeah, it was my father's name, right?
那是我父亲的姓。
I was born a Petzl.
我生下来就是姓裴。
Nothing can change that.
没有任何事情可以改变这一点。
I will always be a Petzl.
我永远是姓裴。
That's my relationship with my father.
那就是我跟我父亲的关系。
And nothing can sever that relationship once it's been established.
那那个关系一旦建立了，就不能够断绝。
If you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit,
所以假如你受了圣灵的浸，
you have been born again.
你已经重生了。
And your relationship with God as His child has been established.
而你与神之间的关系成为他的儿女，这个关系已经建立了。
And nothing can ever change the relationship once it's occurred.
所以一旦它发生了，就没有任何事情能够改变这个关系。
I was born a Petzold.
我生来姓裴。
I can never be unborn.
我不可能再生出去。
You were born again, a child of God. You became a Christian.
所以当我们一旦重生，成为神的儿女，我们就叫做基督徒。
Nothing can ever change that once it's happened.
一旦它发生了，没有任何事情可以改变。
But see, your fellowship's a totally different thing.
但是你与他的关系的相交呢，是另外一回事。
Sometimes I had good fellowship with my father.
有时候我跟我的父亲关系很好。
Sometimes it was painful.
有的时候我跟他的关系相当的痛苦。
And what determined the quality of my fellowship with my father?
那是什么决定了我跟我父亲的关系呢？
Basically, it was how well I behaved and did what he wanted me to do.
基本上就是我听不听话，我是不是做了爸爸要我做的事情。
Right.If I was an obedient son,
假如我是一个听从他的话的孩子
we had great times together.
我们之间的关系相当好。
But if I was disobedient,
但假如我不听话
it hurt.
我就受
yeah, Chinese, it'll hurt your knees, right?
中国人和你的膝
盖
会痛，罚跪。
Hurts back here.
每个人也是打屁股。
Okay, now your fellowship with your heavenly father.
所以你跟你天父之间的这个相交的关系啊。
What will determine the quality of your fellowship with God?
那什么会决定你跟神之间这个相交的关系呢？
Didn't even Jesus say, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments"?
耶稣不是说，假如你爱我的话，你就会遵守我的命令。
You cultivate your fellowship through the Holy Spirit.
我们借着圣灵培养跟神的关系。
Being filled with the Spirit.
就要被圣灵来充满。
And you're going to have a great time with God.
那你跟神之间的关系就非常好。
But if you're a disobedient child,
但是假如你是一个不听话的孩子，
you're still his child.
你还是他的孩子。
The things are going to start to hurt pretty soon.
但是你的人生或许会遇到一些痛苦的事情。
It's up to you the quality of the fellowship you're going to have with your heavenly Father.
所以我们与天父之间关系的品质好，完全在乎你。
Now in John we have prophecy of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音我们看到一个关于敬礼的预言。
So we're going to see we have prophecies of the coming baptism of the Holy Spirit.
在那边预言到圣灵的进到的到来。
And then we have the history of the Holy Spirit baptizing God's people.
然后圣经上也讲到人受圣灵的进的一段历史。
And then we're going to look at the doctrine of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们要看到圣灵的教义的记载。
Right here, John bore record saying.
这边约翰又做见证说。
He that sent me to baptize in water.
那差我来用水施洗的。
Who was that?Who sent John the Baptist?
谁差施洗约翰来用水施洗?
God the Father.
好，就是天父。
Right? The same said unto me,
他对我说,
Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him.
你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上?
Who did the Holy Spirit come upon?
那是谁那个圣灵降在他身上
Jesus, right? When John the Baptist, so here you have Jesus, upon whom? That's Jesus.
所以当耶稣受洗的时候呢施洗约翰看见圣灵降在耶稣的身上
You see the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus like a dove.
他看到圣灵好像一个鸽子降在耶稣的身上
And remaining on him.
而且住在他的身上
The same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost.
那个谁他就是用圣灵施洗的
So who's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit?
所以谁要用圣灵给你施洗?
Jesus.
是耶稣。
Right? So here again, you see the Trinity, the Father, the Spirit, and the Son.
所以在这里我们又看到三位一体哈，有天父，有圣灵，有儿子。
And we learn that Jesus is the one who's going to baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
而且从这段经文我们看见耶稣是那个用圣灵为我们施洗的。
Luke, another prophecy of the baptism.
另外一个关于敬礼的预言在路加福音。
Jesus said, Behold, I send the promise of my Father.Upon you.
耶稣说我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上
Who's the I?
我指的是谁
Jesus
是耶稣
Who's the promise?
那所应许的是谁
The Holy Spirit
是圣灵
And it's the Spirit of what? My Father
是父所应许的是圣灵
And he's going to come upon you
他要降到你们身上
But what does Jesus tell them to do?
那耶稣叫他们做什么呢
What do you got to do to get baptized with the Holy Spirit?
圣灵为你施洗，你要做些什么呢
Okay, Jesus says, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem.
耶稣说你们要在城里等候，在耶路撒冷等候。
He didn't say go to some special meetings.
他没有说叫你去一个特会。
He didn't say you got to go have somebody pray over you.
也没有说要人替你祷告。
He didn't say you got to fast for a couple days.
他也没有说你要禁食几天。
He didn't say get on your face and cry out to God.
他也没有说你把脸扑倒在神面前呼求。
Jesus literally told him, you go sit down.
耶稣叫他们去坐下。
In the city of Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷城。
That's all you're going to do. Sit.
你要做的就是这样子，就是坐下来。
Jesus telling them there's nothing you can do to get this baptism.
耶稣说好，你们不能够做什么来获得这个浸礼。
And he said, you sit until you are endued with power from on high.
所以叫他们坐下来，直到他们领受从上头来的能力。
Now the word endued is used for putting on clothes.
这个领受这个字原来的意思呢，就是穿上衣服。
Right, just like you put on Jesus.
就好像圣经所谓的披戴主耶稣。
You're going to be clothed with the Holy Spirit.
那圣，你要穿上圣灵。
It's the same. The Bible talks about putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经也提到我们要披戴主耶稣基督，或是穿上主耶稣基督。
Well, if Jesus and the Holy Spirit are the same, you put on Jesus Christ, you're putting on the Holy Spirit.
那既然他们是同一位神，当你穿上圣灵的时候，你也就是穿上耶稣。
God clothes us in the garments of salvation.
圣经也说，上帝以拯救为衣给我们穿上。
And so here you have the first chart.
所以现在大家拿出这个图表哈。
And basically, this is the entire book of Acts.
这是整个使徒行传中对圣灵的经验的记载。
And it's broken down by chapter on the top.
在这个后面这边呢，我是按照章数来把它分解。
Basically, all we did here was record every instance the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Acts.
就是圣灵在使徒行传中被提到的地方呢，我们都把它记录下来。
Now there's a lot of discussion about speaking in tongues in different churches.
那在不同的教会关于圣灵说方言，好，有很多不一样的解释。
So we put this chart here so you can see there's only three times that we're actually told they spoke in other tongues.
但是大家看这张图表呢，就会发现使徒行传就有三次提到他们说方言。
And in Acts, they spoke in known tongues.
在使徒行传一开头，他们是用了解的语言在说话。
And in the Samaritans, they spoke the same kind.
在撒玛利亚，他们讲的是同样使徒行传第二章发生的事情。
And then with the Gentiles, they heard them speaking in tongues.
好，在外邦人当中，第十章好也是一样。
Glorifying God, so it must have been in known tongues.
好，他们尊主伟大，是一个听得懂的话语言。
But there is a doctrine.That we're not going to study today of unknown tongues.
但是呢，对于听不懂的话语呢，也有另外一个解释。
But this is the history.
但是这就是圣灵彰显他自己的一个历史。
And you look at the chart, the most common evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized with the Holy Spirit.
当你读到这个图表的时候，当人被圣灵充满或者受圣灵的洗的时候呢，最通常的一个表现是
was people repented.
是他们悔改了。
They rejoiced.
他们欢喜
and they preach the word,
他们传讲神的话
and people believe.
然后人们相信了
okay, evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这就是被圣灵充满的一个证据
So you can look at that and see.
所以你可以回去多看这个图表哈，然后研究
Just to help you distinguish the difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
帮助你分辨什么是圣灵的洗，什么是圣灵的充满。
So let's look at the history of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在稍微看一下那个圣灵的浸的历史。
When the day of Pentecost was fully come,
好，五旬节到了。
Suddenly there came the sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
忽然从天上有声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过。
And it filled the house.
充满他们所坐的屋子。
Where?
在哪里?
Where they were what? Sitting.
他们所坐的屋子。
I mean, you can't get any more spiritual than that, can you?
好，这个坐下来，他说是非常属灵的一件事。
God, Jesus was deliberately showing them there's nothing you can do to get the baptism with the Holy Spirit. You've got to wait till I give it to you.
耶稣很有意的告诉这些门徒，你们要等候，而且要坐下来，你们自己没有办法做什么事情来得到这个圣灵的
洗，
直到我给你。
There appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire over their heads.
又有舌头如同火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And then they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
See, when you get baptized, the next thing that happens is you get filled.
所以当你受圣灵的洗的之后呢，之后马上你就被圣灵充满。
And here in Acts, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
他们就按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
So the Spirit gave it to them.
所以圣灵赐给他们。
Nobody was manipulating these people.
没有人在操纵这些人。
It just happened because the Spirit was in control.
因为圣灵在掌管，所以他们就发生了。
The history.
啊，那这就另外一个历史。
Here we have the Samaritans.
就是撒玛利亚人。
Okay, these are half Jew and half Gentile.
他们是犹太人跟外邦人各半。
Now in Jerusalem, it was all Jews.
那在耶路撒冷，他们全是犹太人。
And the evidence that they were baptized was they spoke in known tongues.
那他们受圣灵的浸的一个表征，就是他们用说起别国的话来。
Now here, half Jew, half Gentile.
但是在这里是一半外邦人，一半犹太人。
Okay. The apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道。
And they sent them Peter and John.
就打发彼得、约翰。
And they prayed for them that they might.Receive the Holy Ghost.
两个人到了，为他们祷告，要他们受圣灵。
For as yet he had not fallen upon any of them, they were just baptized in the name of the Lord.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost.
所以使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
Now this is history, not doctrine.
这是历史，不是教义。
It's telling us what happened.
他告诉我们。发生的事情
but not explaining why or what actually happened.
但是并没有解释事实上发生了什么。
Well, what's going on here is the Samaritans were hated by the Jews, weren't they?
那在这个背景里面，我们晓得撒玛利亚人为犹太人所痛恨。
So when they got saved, God withheld the baptism of the Holy Spirit for a short time.
所以当他们得救的时候呢，神就是保留了圣灵的浸有一段时间。
Until the apostles from Jerusalem could come down and see what God was going to do.
直到耶路撒冷的使徒们能够下来看到底发生了什么事。
And when they realized they had genuinely believed in Jesus,
那当他们明白他们真正相信了主耶稣
they laid their hands on him,
他们就按手在他们身上
and the Holy Spirit came upon them and baptized.
圣灵就降临在他们身上了
This is a unique experience in the Bible.
这是圣经里相当独特的一个经验
It's a unique transition in history between the gospel going to the half Jew and half Gentile.
也是在历史中福音的一个很大的转折点从犹太人进入到外邦人当中
so you can't form doctrine from this.
所以我们不能够从这里面发展出一个教义来
and then the next part of the history
那下一个历史是
is in Acts 10
使徒行传第十章
and now we see how God baptizes people when they believe the gospel
我们看到当人相信福音的时候神怎么样为他们施浸
these are Gentiles
这些人全是外邦人
are you Gentile or Jew?
我们是外邦人还是犹太人
Gentile、okay.
我们是外邦人
So while Peter yet spake
所以彼得还说话的时候
He's preaching the word of God
他在那边传讲神的道
The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word
圣灵降在一切听到的人身上
The Jews were astonished that were there
在那边同来的犹太人非常的吃惊
Because that the Gentiles also had received the gift of the Holy Ghost
因为圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人的身上
So it's Peter, the Apostle Peter. So God once again arranges for the apostles to be there to see what God's doing.
所以神再一次安排了使徒彼得来看在外邦人当中所做的事情。
Now the gospel is going to the Gentiles.
所以现在福音传到外邦人当中。
Nobody lays their hand on them for the Gentiles to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
好，这边也没有人为这些外邦人按手。好使圣灵降到他们身上。
They hear the gospel.
他们听了福音。
They believe. They repent of their sins.
他们悔改了他们的罪。
And believe in Jesus.
他们相信了耶稣。
In response to hearing the gospel.
是因为听了福音的缘故。
And they're baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵就为他们施浸了。
It's a gift.
这是神的恩赐。
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
人听见他们说方言，称赞神伟大。
The manifestation was exactly the same that it had been in Jerusalem.
所以这个圣灵浇灌在他们身上的这个彰显呢，跟在耶路撒冷的方式是一样的。
Because God was unifying His church.
因为神要把他的教会联合在一起。
He wanted to know God was going to save the Jews.
他们要知道上帝要拯救犹太人。
God was going to save half Jew, half Gentile.
上帝要拯救一半犹太人，一半外邦人。
And God was going to save the Gentiles.
神也要拯救外邦人。
Same Holy Spirit.
同一位圣灵。
Same baptism.Of the Holy Spirit,
同一个圣灵的浸
same gospel,
同一个福音
Can any man now forbid water that these should be baptized that have received the Holy Ghost?
所以彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
And they say this because they understood your water baptism is meant to be a picture of your baptism in the Holy Spirit.
那彼得这么说，是因为他们明白我们的用水的浸礼呢？是来表征圣灵已经在我们身上做过的事。
So now we come to the doctrine of the baptism.
所以现在我们才进入到浸礼的教义。
For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body.
不拘是犹太人好，这些人呢，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
Whether Jews or Gentiles,
不管是犹太人还是外邦人，
doesn't matter who you are,
不管你是谁，
we're all baptized into the body of Christ by one spirit.
我们都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
And we've all been made to drink of one spirit.
也都饮于一位圣灵。
And this happens when you hear the gospel and you believe it.
那当你听信福音而且相信的时候呢，它就发生了。
Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣用圣灵为我们施洗。
When we hear the gospel,
当我们听信福音，
repent of our sins,
悔改我们的罪，
and trust Christ alone for our salvation.
单单信靠主耶稣基督得救。
And I like this picture.
我喜欢这个图画。
Because you see, the person literally going in physical water.
因为这个人进到这个水的里面。
But your baptism is a picture of some spiritual truths that God is also performing in your life.
但是这个进到水里的敬礼呢，它是表彰一个属灵的神已经在你的生命当中 做的工作。
Galatians is more doctrine of the baptism.
那加拉太书也是讲到敬礼的教义。
Oh, foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth?
他说无知的加拉太人啊，谁又迷惑了你们，叫你们不信真理呢？
Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law?
你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢？
Or by the hearing of faith?
还是因为听信福音呢？
They received the baptism of the Holy Spirit because they believed when they heard the gospel.
他们接受了圣灵的浸，是因为他们听到了福音。
Are you so foolish having begun in the Spirit?
他说你们既然从圣灵入门，
that you're now made perfect by the flesh or works of the flesh?
现在还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
You can't manipulate this baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们个人没有办法去操纵圣灵为我们做的事。
It's a gift that Jesus gives you when you repent and believe.
这是耶稣在你悔改相信的时候他给你的一个礼物。
He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit,
所以那个在你们中间，用圣灵来服侍你们的，
and works miracles among you,
又在你们中间行异能的，
does he do it by works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
是因你们行律法呢，还是因你们听信福音呢？
You read, you hear God's word.
所以当你读，你听了神的话，
you believe it.
你相信了，
you obey it.
你顺从了，
you will experience God in your life.
你就会经验上帝在你的生命的里面。
So the conditions for being baptized,
那受圣灵的浸的条件是什么呢？
Now is the same conditions for salvation.
与得救是同样的条件。
Hear the gospel,
首先要听信福音。
Okay? Trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior.
相信耶稣为主。
Never a command to be baptized.
好，那圣经上从来没有命令我们要受圣灵的浸。
Because it is not something we have any control over.
因为它不是我们能够去控制的事。
Baptism in water by immersion is a visible picture of the invisible spiritual truth.
而我们进入水中的浸礼呢，是一个可以看见的图画，它表彰一个看不见的属灵的真理。
And what's the truth?
那那个真理是什么呢？
That every believer has been baptized with the Holy Spirit.
这个真理就是每一个信徒都已经被圣灵施洗了。
By Jesus.
好，接着耶稣。
And here's how it's pictured when we're baptized.
那当我们受洗的时候呢，它是这么表彰的。
Okay, when we put the white robe on, what does the white robe symbolize?
当我们穿上白袍的时候，白袍象征什么呢？
You are in who?
我们在谁的里面？
God places you in Jesus. That's just a visible picture of that.
这只是一个看得见的一个图画，上帝把我们放在耶稣的里面。
Now God sees you in the righteousness of Christ.
那现在上帝看你呢，是看到耶稣在你身上的义。
Okay. Who, why does the guy baptizing have a white on?
那为什么施浸的人也穿白袍呢？
What does the white robe symbolize?
白袍象征什么？
Who? Jesus. Who baptizes us?
那谁为我们施浸？
Jesus, right? In water, it's some pastor or minister. In water, it's some pastor or minister.
In water, some.
Yeah, when you're baptized in water, it's either a pastor or a minister.
当你在水里受洗的时候呢，不是一个牧师，就是一个传道人为你受洗。
But why does he put a white robe on?
那为什么他也穿上白袍呢？
Because he represents Jesus.
因为他代表主耶稣。
Because the spiritual truth is.
因为这个属灵的真理是。
Jesus is baptizing you with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣用圣灵为我们施洗。
Okay? Now what does the water symbolize?
那水象征什么呢？
Yeah, cleansing. Water cleanses. But who does the water symbolize?
水象征洗净。
The Holy Spirit, right?
水也象征圣灵。
Jesus said, out of your innermost, he that believes in me, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说好，那些相信我的人呢，从他们的腹中要流出活水的江河来。 这个活水的江河，它指的就是圣灵。
Living water is a picture and a type of the Holy Spirit.
这个活水就是圣灵的象征。
So when you're being baptized in the water,
所以当你在水里受浸的时候，
it's a picture of what spiritual truth?
它象征一个什么属灵的真理呢？
You have been baptized in who?
你已经在哪里受洗
了？ The Holy Spirit.Immersed in the Holy Spirit.
你已经浸沉浸在圣灵的里面了。
Now here's something kind of deep, but just think about it.
那另外一个是更深刻的哈，要你去想一想。
The white robe represents Jesus.
白袍象征主耶稣。
The water represents the Holy Spirit.
水象征圣灵。
When you are immersed,
当你被浸在水里的时候，
the water and the white robe become one, don't they?
在水里的时候呢，这个白袍跟水两个是合一的。
Trinitarian God.
这是三位一体的神。
That's why the Bible says sometimes you're in Christ.
这就是为什么圣经有时说你在基督里。
And sometimes the Bible says you are in the Spirit.
有的时候他说你在圣灵里。
All this is so beautifully and powerfully pictured in scriptural baptism.
这个呢就在这些真理哈，它的奥秘呢就在这个合乎圣经的浸礼里面表彰出来。
But it's a visible picture of the invisible spiritual truth.Of the Holy Spirit.
它是一个可见的一个图画，但是它表彰的是那个看不见的属灵的真理。
Now, if you believed in Jesus, you repented of your sins, you need to get baptized.
那假如你相信主耶稣，你也悔改了自己罪人，你就需要受洗。
Now, Acts 2 begins the age of the Spirit.
那使徒行传第二章开始了圣灵的世纪。
Now, there's always been electricity.
我们晓得电一直存在。
Right, but you know, you couldn't.Electricity couldn't manifest itself till you had some kind of bulbs or appliances that could demonstrate the electricity.
但是电呢没有办法彰显自己，除非他借这个电灯泡或是一个家用的电器啊，使用的时候电才显出来。
You have to have some kind of wire to transmit the electricity.
你也需要一个电线来传递这个电。
And then some kind of bulb to reveal the electricity.
然后要一个电灯泡来显出这个电的作用。
The Holy Spirit has always been in this world.
那圣灵一直在这个世界上。
But now with the gifts of the Holy Spirit,
那现在借着圣灵所赐的恩赐，
He has a powerful new way to manifest Himself through our life.
他就有一个新的方式，大有能力的方式来彰显自己在我们的生命当中。
The Holy Spirit is supposed to light our life up with the glory of God.
因为圣灵要把上帝的荣耀在我们的人生当中点燃起来。
And people should see the glory of God in your life.
而人们呢就可以看到在你的生命当中上帝的荣耀。
Because you become the light bulb for the Holy Spirit.
因为你成为圣灵所能够彰显自己的那个电灯泡。
There was a young man got married and was taking his honeymoon in the Bahamas.
有一个男子他结婚了，在巴哈马度蜜月。
When he's there, this guy comes up to him.
当他在那边休息的时候呢，有一个人来找他。
Said, "Would you like some cocaine?"
他说你要不要吃点这个古柯碱这个毒品哈。
Then you tell everybody how much you really enjoyed the Bahamas.
然后你可以告诉人家说，哎呀，你在巴哈马过得多快乐。
And he was shocked.
那这个男生非常的
吃惊。He just said no.
他就说，我当然不要。
And so the guy left.
所以这个人就走了。
But then he was wondering, yeah, I wonder what Jesus would have said to this guy.
他就想说我奇怪哈，假如这个人来找耶稣，耶稣会怎么对他说话？
Thinking I should have been a better witness.
他说我应该是一个更好的见证人。
So a day later,
一天之后，
another guy comes up.
另一个男的来找他。
He says, I got the good stuff.
他说哎，我一个好东西要给你。
So I asked him, what do you got?
我问他说那是什么？
Said cocaine.
又说是cocaine， 也是一种毒品哈。
Yeah.So the young man responds, "Is that all you have?"
所以这个男人说，哎，你有的就是这个吗？
I'm disappointed.
我非常失望。
I was hoping you'd have something better than that.
我希望你有一个更好的东西。
You see, I've got the real thing.
他说，你看，你知道吗？我有那个真的好的东西。
What I have is natural and pure and powerful.
他说，我有的是最自然的，哈，最有能力的，而且最好的东西。
And it makes me feel great all day.
让我每天都感觉很好。
And get this.
而且你要知道这点。
It might be illegal in some countries.
所以他在某些国家或许不合法。
But in the Bahamas, it's legal.
但在巴哈马它是合法的。
And you can't get arrested for having it.
而且呢，你有这个东西，你不会被捕。
By this time, the drug dealer was curious.
所以这个时候呢，这个卖毒品的人就开始很好奇了。
And he said, "What is this incredible stuff?"
说你这个很好的东西到底是什么
？So he said, "Well, I'm talking about having Jesus living in your heart."
我说的是哈，让耶稣住在你的心中。
It's awesome what He can do for you once He lives inside you.
他一旦住在你的里面啊，他可以为你做的事情真是太奇妙了。
No drug in the world is as good as Jesus.
没有世界上任何的毒品啊，跟耶稣一样好。
And this man,
那这个人呢
？Said, how do I get what you've got?
他说，哦，我怎么可以得到你有的呢
？Really, there's nothing can compare to what Jesus can give us.
真的哈，没有任何事情可以跟耶稣所可以赐给你的来相比拟。
Your relationship with the Holy Spirit is a matter of life and death.
你跟圣灵的关系呢，关乎生死。
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
圣经说你们不是在肉体里，乃是属圣灵的。
If so be the Spirit of God lives in you.
假如神的灵住在你的心里。
Now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. He doesn't belong to him.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have God. You're not saved.
假如你没有圣灵在你的里面，你就没有神，你就没有得救。
So knowing you've been baptized in the Spirit or filled with the Spirit, it's a matter of life and death.
所以知道你受了圣灵的洗，而且知道你被圣灵充满了，是一个生死交关的事情。
And if the Spirit be in you, then Christ is in you.
假如圣灵在你的里面，那基督也就在你的里面。
And so you have this other chart for homework.
所以这另外一面呢，这个图表呢。
And it lays out with a lot of scripture the difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
跟大家提出了很多有关被圣灵的充满，还有被圣灵施洗不同的经文。
So take that home and study it.
所以你可以拿回家再去研究。
And remember the basic difference.
那最基本的差别是
the baptism with the Holy Spirit
受圣灵的浸
establishes your relationship with God as Father.
建立你跟天父之间的关系
The relationship can never be broken.
这个关系没有办法打破
To establish when you get saved.
当你得救的时候，这个关系就建立了
But the fullness of the Holy Spirit has to do with the quality of your fellowship with God.
但是你被圣灵充满了，就决定你跟天父的相交的关系如何。
It's like putting a bottle in the ocean.
好像把一个水瓶放在海洋里面。
Bottles are humanity.
这个水瓶象征我们的人。
And the ocean is God's Holy Spirit.
这个海洋是神的圣灵。
Now you can be in the ocean.
我们可以在海洋里面。
And if you keep the top on your bottle.
但是假如我们瓶盖还盖在上面。
You just float on the surface of the ocean.
我们就是在海洋的表面漂流。
But you can open up to God.
但是你可以向神敞开。
Immerse yourself in the Holy Spirit.
把自己沉浸在圣灵的里面。
And then you will have the Holy Spirit in you.
然后圣灵就进入到你的里面。
Or in this case, the bottle is in the ocean.
所以水瓶呢就会沉在海洋里。
And the ocean is in the bottle.
海洋也在这个水瓶里。
Now, of course, the little bottle, our little body,
当然我们小小的身体
can never fully hold the whole ocean.
没有办法承载所有的海洋。
But I can be filled to all the fullness of God.
但是我可以被神的所有来充满。
You know, if you'll just open up and let God fill you.
所以我们需要把自己敞开，让上帝来充满我们。
You'll find the Holy Spirit in your life will open up whole new worlds.
你会发现，在你里面的圣灵呢，会把一个崭新的世界向你敞开。
Are you saying yes to God?
你对神说是吗
？Or are you saying, well, not now?
还是跟着说，现在还不可以。
Yeah, I believe, but I'm not ready to be baptized.
我相信，但是我还没有预备好要受洗。
Or I don't know about making this commitment.
或者说我不晓得该不该现在做这个承诺。
You're just a bottle with the top on, floating on the ocean.
那假如是这样的话，我们就还是装着瓶盖的这个水瓶啊，在海洋上漂浮。
You have no fellowship with God.
跟神没有直接的相交。
Fullness of the Holy Spirit is for the sanctification of the believer.
圣灵的充满为的是信徒的成圣。
There is a command to be filled with the Spirit.
圣经确实有要我们被圣灵充满的吩咐。
Never commanded to be baptized.
从来没有吩咐我们要被圣灵受洗。
Here's the command.
这边就是他的吩咐。
Be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And here's how to be filled.
这边告诉我们怎么被圣灵充满。
Four participles.
有四个分词。
Those are English words that end in ing.
就是英文字，英文的一个动词后面加上 ing 叫分词。
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
这边说用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
Spiritual talk and fellowship.
就是在团契时候有一个属灵的言谈
Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord
心里口唱心和的赞美主
Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father
凡事奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神
And then the fourth one submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God
最后存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服
So let's look at this first command here Be not drunk
首先说第一个吩咐好不要醉酒
With wine, right? Be filled with the Spirit
要被圣灵充满
Now we have some. Now there's debate over should I drink or not drink.
当然，我们教会之间也很有多辩论哈，就是我到底该不该喝酒。
I believe you shouldn't drink at all.
我相信你什么酒都滴口不沾最好。
That's the conclusion I come from studying the whole Bible.
这是我从研读全本圣经之后得到的结论。
But everyone agrees, even if you drink, you can never get what? Drunk.
但是每个人都同意，即使你喝酒呢，你不可以醉酒。
So let me just deal with that.
那我就讲这个。
You can drink, but don't ever get drunk.
你可以喝酒，但是绝对不要醉酒。
Will you accept that?
你接受这个吗？
Only a few. Are you going to get drunk?
你那你会醉酒吗？
No, everybody knows that's a sin, right?
大家都知道醉酒会犯罪哈。
So how do you know if you're drunk or not?
但是你怎么知道自己醉酒呢？
How many of you drive a car?
多少人开车？
Okay, when you got the license, you got this little paper in there.
当你拿到你的执照的时候呢，它里面有一张纸。
Okay, I hate to burst your bubble.
我要把你的这个泡沫给打开哈。
How many of you weigh less than 130 pounds?
多少人的体重还不到130磅？
You can never even have one drink.
你一杯酒都不能喝。
No, that's a fact. That's a scientific fact.
这是科学的事实。
If you have one drink, you will be drunk.
假如你只喝一杯小酒的话呢，你就算是醉了。
Now everyone else, anybody here over 210 pounds?
我们当中有多少人是超过210磅？
All right, so if you're over 130 but under 210,
假如你在130到210磅之间,
the most you can have in an hour,
你在一个小时之内可以喝的最多的酒是,
is one drink,
就是,
one little glass, one can of beer, one little thing of wine, they're all the same amount of alcohol.
Okay, 就是一小杯酒或者就是一罐啤酒而已。
That's a different sermon, we'll do that some other time. But here's the thing, nobody in this room can have more than one drink in an hour without knowing they're sinning before a holy God.
不是不知道自己在神面前是犯罪的。
That's a scientific fact.
这是科学的事实。
All right, so let's just put that there. So don't get drunk with wine.
所以圣经说好不要醉酒。
Be filled with the Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
That's how do you be filled with the Spirit?
那我们怎么被圣灵充满呢？
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns.
第一个就是彼此对说哈，用诗章、颂词、灵歌。
This has to do with our relationship with each other.
这就是关乎我们彼此之间的关系。
Spiritual talk.
属灵的谈话。
Why do we have Sunday school before church?
为什么在主日崇拜之前有主日学呢？
We're helping you get filled with the Spirit before you come to service.
我们帮助你在来崇拜之前呢，就先被圣灵充满。
Spiritual talk.
这个属灵的谈话。
Okay, in Colossians 3:16, it's basically the same verse, but it says, "Let the word of God dwell in you richly, speaking to yourselves."
哥罗西书三章十六节讲的几乎是同样的话，他说好，你们要让神的道丰丰富富的存在你们的心里。
You want to experience God Sunday morning?
假如在主日从早上你要经验上帝的话，
Then come and start meeting one of the conditions to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么你就要符合其中一个被圣灵充满的条件。
You have to speak to yourselves, among yourselves, a spiritual talk.
我们之间要彼此对说属灵的话语。
Don't just come at 11.
不要只在11点才来。
Start preparing to really have an encounter with God.
好，开始预备自己，真正与神相遇。
So you can't be filled with the Spirit if you're not doing these four things.
假如你不做这四件事情，好，没有办法被圣灵充满。
Be filled with the Spirit is a present imperative.
这个字呢是一个现在命令式。
Means you got to do it continually.
换句话说，你要持续的来做这件事。
You have to repeat it over and over.
还要不断的重复。
Now the second one here is singing.
那第二个分词是歌唱。
You have to continually sing.
要不断的唱歌。
And make melody in your hearts to the Lord.
在心里面向主歌唱。
This concerns your relationship to God.
那这关乎我们跟上帝的关系。
Make sure you don't miss singing part of Sunday worship.
需要确保自己不要错过主日崇拜唱歌的那个部分。
Why do you think just about every church on the face of the earth has singing before they have the preaching of the word?
为什么你们说全世界每个教会在讲道之前都有唱歌呢？
So you can get filled with the Holy Spirit and really have an encounter with God.
好，让你被圣灵充满，真的来遇见上帝。
The average church services, Sunday school, and worship is designed in such a way that you can meet these four conditions, and God will invade your life that day.
一般教会的安排哈，就是有主日学，然后崇拜里面有诗歌，然后讲到这些呢，都是帮助大家 被圣灵充满来与神相遇。
And then you experience God here at church. You learn you can experience Him at home and anywhere else. You meet these four conditions.
那假如你在教会里感觉到、经验到被圣灵充满，你就知道回家自己该怎么做，在平常的生活该怎么做。当我们做这四件事情的时候
，It's a command to be filled.
它是一个命令哦，是一个吩咐。
But the only way you can be filled is by obeying these four participles.
要遵循这四个分词，才持续被圣灵充满。
Okay, be filled with the Spirit, giving thanks always for all things.
第三个就是要经常凡事向父神感谢。
Unto God the Father.
好，向父神感谢。
Now that's hard.
对我来说不容易。
I have to admit, I wasn't very thankful when I got the flu a couple weeks ago.
几个礼拜以前我得了这个流行感冒，我承认说我不是很感恩。
Now, be honest, I was thankful I got a tooth pulled.
但是我非常感谢我一个牙齿被拔掉了。
Dentist was painless. I knew it would be painless. And praise the Lord, I got rid of that tooth.
好，那个牙医生处理得非常好，不痛，拔牙都不痛，所以我很感谢神。
But we all have different things we'll struggle with where we just, how can I thank God for what's going on?
但是我们每个人可能都挣扎着某件事情，说这件事情我没有办法感谢神。
You don't stay filled with the Spirit by thanking God when you feel like it.
但是呢，我们不是说只有在感觉要感谢神的时候呢，感谢我们。才被圣灵充满。
You stay filled with the Spirit by thanking God always, no matter what your circumstances.
圣经告诉我们哈，不管在什么样的情况当中，你要向神感谢，这样才能够持续被圣灵充满。
This concerns how you relate to your circumstances.
这关乎我们跟我们的环境或是我们遭遇的关系。
Do you only thank God when everything's going well?
我们是不是等一切顺利的时候呢，我们才感谢神呢
？Or do you are you always thankful for God because you know He's ultimately in control and has a good plan.
还是因为你知道上帝总是在掌管，而且他对你的人生有好的计划，所以你可以凡事都感谢。
There's a famous psychiatrist named Carl Menninger.
有一个很有名的心理学家叫做 Carl Menninger.
And people asked him, you know, because he was so busy and counseling people a real burden.
那他常常辅导人家哈，而且很忙，所以有一次有一个人问他。
Then, what do you do to relax?
说你放松自己是做什么呢
？A simple answer: choir practice.
他说：“哦，我去参加诗班练习。
”He says, "I don't know what it is."
他说：“我不知道诗班练习到底为我做了什么。
”Is it the music or
是不是音乐
？The fellowship
还是我们当中的彼此的团契
？But I said, if we could bottle it, it's better than Valium.
他说：“假如我可以把这个诗班练习把它装起来的话呢，它比吃这个镇静剂更好。
”See what he was doing without realizing it was meeting a condition for being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那他自己不。明白的一件事情就是他符合了被圣灵充满的一个条件就是去唱歌
Singing and praising God despite your circumstances is powerful
好不管你的环境怎么样你可以持续的唱歌赞美神他是带着很大的能力
I was in Guatemala shortly after a major earthquake in 1976
在1976年一个大地震之后呢我去到了瓜地马拉
And as I was trying to minister at a church that had been damaged quite a bit.
那那个时候我想服侍一个教会，好，他们遭到很大的伤害。
They put me in a building that was damaged. Nobody else was there.
他们把我放在一个建筑里面，这个建筑已经因为地震好受了损坏，没有人住那里。
And I remember that night, all of a sudden, I felt like this oppression coming down upon me.
我记得有那天晚上呢，我忽然感觉很大的这个黑暗的一个沮丧，好，就降到我的身上。
I never felt this. Before.
我以前从来没有这样的感觉，这样的经验。
And it was literally like this heavy weight.
好像一个很重的这个重担哈，属灵的重担哈，降下来。
And there was a fear and an uneasiness.
然后我有一点恐惧，然后觉得很不舒服。
And the tears, it was like the tears were just being forced out of my eyes.
然后好像很奇怪，就是眼泪就不断的流出来。
And people taught me well.
但是那些教我的人教得非常好。
Said, You know, when you're feeling oppressed,
当你感觉被压迫的时候
just sing,
唱歌
And the Mexicans taught me how to sing.
那墨西哥人教我怎么唱歌
Unfortunately, they couldn't teach me to sing well.
不幸的是他们没有办法叫我唱得很好
they taught me to sing. I had a guitar.
我有一个吉他，他们教我怎么唱歌
And I took out the guitar and I just started singing, There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
所以那时候我就把吉他拿过来，就开始弹了唱那个在主的宝血里面有能力。
And that weight, that oppression, which I know is satanic, just lifted.
所以那个来自撒旦的那个压迫感，哈，那个属灵的压迫感就走了。
Because I was getting filled with the Holy Spirit again.
因为那个时候我再一次被圣灵充满。
I was obeying the requirement to be filled.
好，我就顺从了那个需要被圣灵充满的一些条件。
When you're getting down, when you're getting depressed, getting oppressed.
好，当你难过的时候，当你沮丧的时候，或当你感觉被压迫的时候
，You need to start singing in your heart to God.
要开始在心里向神歌唱。
You need to start giving thanks for all things.
而且要为凡事都向神感谢。
It's powerful.
好，他大有能力。
Don't become bad by not being thankful.
不要变成 bad， 好，不感谢。
See if you're not being thankful.
假如我们不感谢的话。
You're going to turn bitter.
我们会第一变得苦毒。
If you're not being thankful, you're going to become arrogant when things are going good.
那假如我们不感恩的话呢？当一切顺利的时候，我们会变成很高傲。
And if you can't thank God for everything,
那假如我们不能凡事感谢神的话
，in all circumstances,
在任何的境况当中
，you'll become discouraged when your circumstances don't look very good.
而且当那我们环境看起来不是很好的，我们就开始感到很失望。
There's even psychological reasons we need to learn to be thankful in all circumstances.
所以在凡事当中要感谢神呢，包括心理上面的原因。
Otherwise, you're becoming bitter.
要不然我会变得苦毒。
Or you're becoming arrogant.
或是变得高傲。
Or you're becoming discouraged.
或是感觉很失望。
And that makes you bad in English.
那就是我们成为一个 bad 的人。
Be filled with the Spirit, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
那第四个条件就是因敬畏上帝而彼此顺服。
This concerns our relationship to God-given authority.
那这就关乎我们跟上帝所赐权柄之间的关系。
Submitting in the fullness of the Holy Spirit impacts all our relationships.
在圣灵充满中的顺服呢，影响我们所有的关系。
If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, wives submit to their husbands.
假如我们被圣灵充满的话呢，妻子会顺服丈夫。
If the husband submits. To God in the Holy Spirit, he loves his wife.
假如丈夫在圣灵当中顺服上帝，他会爱他的妻子。
See, he's explaining to us how we submit.
好，所以保罗这边刚我们解释好怎么来顺服。
Children will obey their parents.
孩子会服从他们的父母。
And servants or employees will faithfully serve their masters or bosses.
仆人或是雇员呢，会很忠心的服侍他们的老板或是他们的主人。
So the only way to secure the manifestation of the electric current.
所以让电流显明的唯一的方式呢
？Jesus said, "We're lights to the world."
耶稣说我们是世上的光。
What a light only light up when the electricity is able to flow through.
光能够怎么发亮呢？是当这个电流可以正确的通过的时候。
The conductor for the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的这个导电体。
Is these four participles?
就是这四个分词。
You got to be speaking spiritual talk.
要说属灵的。话语。
We start doing that Sunday at 9:30.
在早上九点半主日学的时候就开始。
Be here next week.
所以大家下个礼拜要来上主日学。
We start singing making melody in our hearts to the Lord.
我们开始在心里面向神唱歌。
We start that at 11 sharp.
我们十一点钟主日开始。
Don't miss it.
不要错过。
Otherwise, you've already missed two conditions to encounter God through being filled with the Holy Spirit.
要不然你就已经错过了两个遇见神被圣灵充满的一个条件。
And I guarantee you then you will hear something from God's word that is going to bless you.
假如你预备好自己的话那你一定会听到上帝会祝福你的话语。
And you will leave church giving thanks to him.
而你离开教会的时候呢你心里会对他充满了感恩。
No matter what's going on in your life, you will have found encouragement.
不管你的人生中发生什么事情你在神的话语当中找到他给你的盼望。
Through the Holy Spirit ministering to you.
因为是借着圣灵来服侍你。
And then learn to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord.
然后因为敬畏主的缘故彼此顺服。
Now I'm not a boss.
我不是一个老板。
I'm just preaching God's word.
我只是传讲上帝的话。
But if you heard what I just said,
但是假如你听了我刚刚所讲的话，
and you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
你要被圣灵充满，
then I would think you're going to be here for Sunday school next week.
我想你下个礼拜应该来主日学。
Otherwise, you're failing the fourth requirement.
要不然你就错过了，你就对第四个吩咐你就已经失败了。
Which is submitting to one another, not because I said so.
好，就是彼此顺服，不是因为我说这个话。
We submit to one another in the fear of the Lord.
而是因为敬畏主的缘故而彼此顺服。
It's all about Him.
好，完全是关乎上帝自己。
Sunday's all about Jesus.
主日就是要来敬拜神的。
We come because we want to encounter God.
我们来是因为我们要与上帝相遇。
I need to meet God every week.
我每个礼拜都要与神相遇。
I know you do too.
我也知道你有这个需要。
But to do that, I gotta meet the conditions to be full.
但是我要能够与神相遇呢，我必须符合圣灵充满的这些条件。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we've studied your word.
天父，我们研读了你的话语。
It's very clear.
它非常的清楚。
Every believer, every true Christian has been baptized already with the Holy Spirit.
每一个信徒，每个基督徒都已经被圣灵湿净了。
We're never commanded to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
你从来没有吩咐我们说要被圣灵湿净。
But we are commanded to be baptized in water.
但是你吩咐我们要接受水礼。
But you do command us to be filled with your Spirit.
而且你更吩咐我们说要被圣灵充满。
By speaking, singing, giving thanks, and submitting.
要彼此对说，要歌唱，要感恩，而且要顺服。
Oh God, make us hungry and thirsty for more of you.
求主让我们对你有更多的饥渴。
So hungry and so thirsty.
我们的饥渴到一个地步。
That we'll do whatever it takes to meet the conditions.
愿意做任何符合这些条件的事情。
To be filled to all the fullness of God.
来被上帝的灵所充满。
Thank you that we know you will do your part.
感谢主，我们知道你会做你那一部分。
Lord Jesus, help me do my part.
主耶稣，求你帮助我做我那一部分。
In your name, I pray.
我奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.